I was ranting in my previous audio boo about a particular form of internet scum I call blender stealers. I guess it's the sheer size and growth of the internet that allows these blender stealers to get away with it. Their business model, if a rip-off like this can be called a business model, relies on the fact that there are a constant stream of new noobs out there that want to get into 3D animation but are so new and ignorant of what software is out there that they won't recognize the Blender screenshots on the various scummy Blender-stealing websites as screenshots that come from Blender. I mean, several of the screenshots on the Blender-stealing websites are themselves stolen from the official Blender website. These scummy Blender stealers couldn't even make their own screen grabs. These Blender stealers not only have their own websites selling downloads of what you can get from Blender.org for free, but they also pop up on eBay doing the same thing. Whenever I see them, I report them to eBay, but I'm sure they just pop up elsewhere under a new name. The most recent examples of Blender stealers don't even hide behind the old value-added excuse, the idea that has been used in the past by other stealers, that they aren't really charging for free software, they're charging for a nice printed manual, or for burning the discs, and postage and handling, etc., etc. No, this new batch is more brazen. If you search the internet for the many dozens of planted articles they have placed out there, you'll even find claims that they created the software, when all they really did was create the new name for it. Now, it's not just Blender that falls victim to this scummy behaviour. So do other free open source projects, such as the cross-platform audio editing program Audacity. That anyone would have the gall, the sheer, well, audacity, to download a free program, rebadge it, and then sell it, staggers my mind. What kind of ethically hollowed-out charlatans would do this? Well, judging by these two new examples of Blender stealers, the moral vacuum selling 3D Magics and Illusion Mage are Cody Landon, graphics engineer, and Seth Avery, 3D enthusiast and creative director. I don't believe for a moment that Cody Landon and Seth Avery actually exist, certainly not in their stock photo incarnations on their websites. Nor do I believe for a moment the phony testimonials, written and video, that exist on their websites, as well as in various phony reviews out on the internet at large. No, somewhere out on the tubes of the interwebs is probably a single person who is simultaneously just computer savvy enough to be able to recompile a program after giving it a new name, put up various websites in the standard long, scrolling, selling format that's now ubiquitous on the web, and to scatter phony articles and reviews everywhere, yet at the same time, ignorant or indifferent, not only to the ideas of fair play and justice, but also the open and free spirit of what lies behind the internet and the open source software movement themselves. Now, in a perfect world, one would be able to simply type the names of these software frauds into Google and be confronted by a page of results all leading to honest reviews and articles about them, all accusing these scummy stealers loudly and clearly of being what they are, internet scum selling free software. But the internet no longer works that way. Partly because the scummy seller's own website shows up first in results, but also because the rest of the results are clogged up with poorly written and researched articles that do not reveal the fraud taking place. Which brings me to my second example of internet scum, article generators. But that's for a future audio boo.